A lawyer for the Rosebud Sioux tribe says the Keystone XL pipeline presents the same threats to Indian country as did wagon trains and the Transcontinental Railroad. Rosebud and the Fort Belknap Indian community have sued President Donald J. Trump for violating treaties when he issued a permit for the pipeline earlier this year. A hearing on the issue has been set in Montana federal court for September 12th. A lawyer representing the tribes wrote in pre-hearing briefs that this case is about enforcing the Fort Laramie Treaties of 1851 and 1868. Wes Furlong is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund. He writes that those treaties ensured an end to tribal resistance to settlers. In exchange, the United States agreed, among other things, that immigrants would stop polluting the water, depleting game, and destroying the terrain as they built railroads and traveled the Oregon Trail.
Settlers were coming west. They were killing game. They were killing the buffalo. They were out-competing the tribes, and they were forcing them off land that they had historically been on for, generations.
Furlong says construction of the Keystone XL pipeline threatens Indian country in the same way.
The potential of leaks and ruptures of the pipeline will have impacts on their water, on their land, on their other treaty-reserved resources for hunting and fishing. Their ability to access game and fish.
In their lawsuit, the tribes allege that President Trump violated the U.S. promise of protection from encroachment and depredation when he agreed to the border crossing and potentially opened the door to environmental and cultural damage.
The tribes certainly view that as just a modern manifestation of the wagon train and settlers heading west.
In his briefs, Furlong relies in part on this year's U.S. Supreme Court opinion that upheld certain aspects of the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1868. TC Energy replied in briefs that the presidential permit allows passage into the United States for only 1.2 miles at the border. After that, the pipeline relies on permits from other federal, state, and local agencies. And so the president's action has no effect on Indian country. TC Energy did not respond to an invitation to comment. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.